It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 18th. New information about a South Dakota plane crash that killed 9 people over Thanksgiving weekend was released. According to ValleyNewsLive.com, the National Transportation Safety Board says in a preliminary report that 3 of the plane's warning systems activated within seconds of taking off. Prior to takeoff, a pilot and passenger spent nearly 3 hours cleaning off snow and ice from the small airplane. The crash killed 12 members of a family from Idaho who were on board. From the Fargo Forum, 22 workers died last year in North Dakota while on the job. This from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Fargo Forum. The 22 deaths in 2018 is tied for the lowest in the last 20 years. However, the state still has one of the highest worker death rates in the nation. Overall, over 5,000 workers died across the U.S. last year, which is up 2% from 2017. From the Bismarck Tribune, state regulators approved a measure to speed up investments in the transportation and processing of natural gas. Last summer, flaring reached an all-time high, showing just 82% of gas produced is captured while the rest is burnt off. This falls below the intended target in North Dakota, which is at 88%. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.